Well, hey, what's up? We finna have a conversation about
faces.
I guess
smiling faces, smiling faces tonight. I'm just saying shit. Go ahead. What you was gonna say though?
But yeah, my name is Lil Mickey, and this is my friend
Smoke.
Yeah, we just, you know,
this friend the Reaper.
He said the Reaper. Don't.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude goofy as fuck though.
That was goofy as fuck. Your motherfucking face.
Yeah. But.
Make it us.
Are we supposed to be doing the interview, or is the phone supposed to do the interview, bro?
We doing the interview.
I know, right?
Right. Okay.
Wrong.
So, all right. So come on, then, T-Rex.
T-Rex. What sound does it make?
I don't know. Maybe whatever sound you making it coming out your mouth.
I mean, I guess my voice is going to be the sound of the T-Rex there.
I guess so.
Let me eat you.
Face us.
Grr. Grr. Oh, shit. That shit funny.
You know you're going to say, let's go watch some Pokemon. I ain't going to stand there. I'll watch the fuck out of some Pokemon, though.
Hey, that Detective Pikachu was some shit, though.
It was better than what I thought it was gonna be. I honestly thought it was gonna suck ass.
I thought it was gonna be kiddie-ish.
Cause I seen it on YouTube before it became a movie.
You seen the trailer of it?
Nah.
Like the scenes?
Nah. What was what motherfucking inspired the movie?
What the fuck inspired the movie?
It started off on YouTube with people making basically a series using the Game Boy Advance graphics, and they made the series called Detective Pikachu. So Detective Pikachu would go around and solving these little mysteries and shit. I honestly didn't think it was gonna blow up the way it did. Like, people don't even remember that. People who've seen the movie have never heard of it until the movie came out, most likely, even though when it was just on YouTube by itself, it was still getting hella views. Because, like, if you look it up on YouTube now, it's gonna be a hard time finding the original ones. Cause in the original ones, everybody can understand them. Then they had a Detective Squirtle.
Detective Squirtle, that's a funny one.
The next thing you know, Detective Pikachu, the movie.
That
was supposed
movie.
To be rated R.
I know, right? Where was the rated R at?
They ain't gonna never release it.
I wanted to see that one.
They say dude was cussing.
He was cussing.
They say it would never be released because it would tarnish people.
But see, I had got two adult tickets, so wouldn't that should have been rated R?
Mm. Whenever they make multiple copies of a movie, there's only one copy that actually gets out. And that's the one that that's already finished and modified and shit like that.
But then what the fuck was the point of charging me $10 a piece for those tickets?
Shit, you going to watch that motherfucking masterpiece. Shit, you lucky you ain't paying $50, $60. It's like the
it was only in 3D though.
Don't
it's
matter.
Not like it was it in 3D like IMAX.
It ain't like we going to see Detective Pikachu the motherfucking opera or on ice where you gotta pay like $50, $60, $70 just to get a motherfucking regular seat. Let alone fucking VIP seats or front row seats.
I mean, it's worth it.
Okay, so they could have been charging $15, $20 for motherfuckers to go and see a motherfucking animated mouse that's supposed to look like he real going around in the world for the other animated Pokemon trying to look real and, you know what I'm saying, doing a whole different thing of what everybody thought the first live-action Pokemon movie would actually be like.
I thought they was be playing around with Play-Doh and shit in their room.
No, I thought if they actually did a live-action movie for Pokemon, it would follow the story from the manga and the anime, but they did a whole different thing. Like,
I had completely lost after that when they start playing it on channel 11. I lost it after that.
But see, this the thing though. Like, when you look at X-Men was originally a comic before it became a cartoon, and then they started making live action movies, and it basically followed the same thing up to a certain point. Then they started adding their own shit.
They was tearing that motherfucking movie up.
Thor, Batman.
See, I never understood where Thor came from.
Thor and Batman, they started off as a live action television series.
Where did Thor come from? I never heard of Thor. I'm being dead ass.
I'm not even into American shit like the American comics and shit like that. And I even know about Thor.
I don't. I never did till that day when he was in that one movie.
Yeah, cause and like you read the comic stories in a lot of the old comics. He even has his own comics from before he became a live action movie. Hulk was originally a live action TV series. I've seen some of those episodes. I watched the original first Spider-Man episode. That shit was fucking hilarious to me. That nigga get bit by the spider. He say, "Ow, a spider bit me." I'm like, what the fuck?
Hold up. Up and see, but in the comics, they got him over dramatic and shit, all the torsing around on the floor.
Yeah, and then in future cartoons, in the future cartoons, it was the same way. He was over dramatic every time he got bit. But in the very first original Spider-Man episode to ever air, that spider bit him. And he sat there with the blankest expression, and he said it just like point blank, like, "Ow, a spider bit me." And then he went home, all fine and shit. Then the next day, he got the powers. He was like,
"My spider senses are tingling."
"You killed my Uncle Ben." Like, it was all stiff movements, and it was like,
"I'm dead."
They.